We are just a few days into the General Assembly's long session for 2023. A lot of very big items on the agenda. Republicans nearly with a supermajority in the House and Senate as well. So that'll be a key point that we'll be following throughout the year. Orange County has three lawmakers in the state House and Senate, all of them starting new positions, but no strangers to state and local government. One of them is State Senator Greg Meyer, who was in the state House until this year and has moved over to the state Senate. He joins us here now in the studio. Senator Meyer, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Hey, Aaron. Good to see you.
It's going to be a weird thing for me to get used to for the next couple of months, I think, until I finally get used to it.
It's weird for me, too.
What is the difference between the Senate and the House in terms of procedurally or how it operates?
The Senate is a smaller body, 50 people rather than 120. It's a little more efficient, more tightly controlled by Senator Berger, for sure. But the way that I kind of describe it colloquially is, in the House, we would fight like cats and dogs and almost never come to agreement, set the lines of debate for big issues. And when deals get cut, they actually get cut in the Senate. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who follow state politics are surprised to hear that, because there's this impression of, well, Phil Berger really rules with a firm hand, and he does. And if he's not going to cut a deal with you, he'll tell you that. He's a very direct person of what he wants to do and what he won't do. But if you think about where we have had big pieces of bipartisan legislation over the last few years, like the huge energy and climate bill that we passed, we were negotiating that bill in the House, and I put an offer on the table as part of the negotiating team to the Republicans there that was almost exactly what the Senate ended up negotiating and agreeing to, but that deal didn't get cut in the House. It got cut in the Senate. And that's a part of why I wanted to shift to that chamber, is like, I've been in the House for 8-plus years at this point, and I want to use some of what I've learned where we can get deals done. Now, this is going to be a difficult year to get deals done, but maybe there will be a few.
So what are the key issues that we're looking at this year?
I mean, I think everyone wants to know what the General Assembly is going to do on abortion. We know that there's been a continued pledge from Senator Berger to try to find a way to do Medicaid expansion. There will, of course, be ongoing debate about how we fund education and other education policies. And then there's kind of the two niche issues that have revenue impact and other impacts around, what are we doing around legalizing marijuana, and what are we doing around legalizing sports betting?
Mm-hmm. Let's start with Medicaid expansion, because that's something that everyone on both sides of the aisle, or enough people on both sides of the aisle now, seem to be on board with to get something passed, but it hasn't happened yet. So there's some sticking points, but what are the odds that this gets passed this year?
So everybody realizes that expanding Medicaid does a lot of good things for the state. It reduces health care premiums for almost anyone that has health care insurance, probably by about 7%. If your healthcare insurer does not give you a 7% reduction in premiums, they're pocketing the profits. Let's be clear on that. But it also should create tens of thousands of jobs and give health insurance to several hundred thousand people, expand our mental health system, and bring additional investments into the healthcare industry that will help us with workforce and capacity, all kinds of things. The hangups right now seem to be around a couple technical issues that aren't actually related to Medicaid expansion, but are related to healthcare accessibility and affordability. Basically, the policies that govern who gets to build healthcare facilities and what type of practice do people get to have. So, for instance, are nurses able to practice independently without the supervision of a doctor? And so all these healthcare policies are wrapped up in the negotiations. It's not clear where they're going to land. I do still think there's a path to getting us to Medicaid expansion in the exchange of all of those intricate policies.
What is your role in, I guess, the super minority in the Senate in making that happen?
Well, thanks for pointing out that in the super minority, we don't necessarily have a huge role in making it happen. I mean, the Senate last year passed Medicaid expansion bill. Mm-hmm. So likely the role will be on what are the other, like, amendments and other specific policies within a bigger bill. There will be things that will have splits in them that are not just Democrats versus Republicans. Hopefully we get a Medicaid expansion bill that gets unanimous support. But in the process of getting there, you know, where do I stand as someone who has UNC telling me they want one thing and nurses and doctors telling me they want another thing on some policy? Those things will be where Democrats will have some say so.
Speaking of medicine, medical marijuana, I know has been kind of high on your plate for a while, and this is something where we might see movement this year too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to fully legalize and regulate tax marijuana in North Carolina. I think that we should use the money that we get from that to reinvest in the communities that have been damaged by the war on drugs. I think this is a tremendous opportunity for equity and justice for North Carolina. But we're not going to go that far. What's going to be on the table is going to be medical marijuana, to step in the right direction. And we need to make sure that we get the intricacies right. How do we tax it? Where does the revenue go from that taxation? What are the policies around who can get a medical marijuana license? There's a lot to be worked out. And even with the bill that passed the Senate last year and didn't get heard in the House, everybody knew that it wasn't quite where things are going to end up. And this is a case where a medical marijuana bill will likely pass with people from both parties voting for and both parties voting against. It really is a bill that will be negotiated.
Abortion is also a key component of health care. What are we going to see this year?
It's not clear. Republicans in both chambers have said that they're going to pass some further restrictions on abortions, but it seems like the House wants to restrict farther than the Senate. If they can agree, they certainly have the votes to override a governor's veto in the Senate, and I do believe Governor Cooper will veto any further restrictions on abortion. The question comes in the House, where they only have a one vote. They're one vote away from being able to override, but the speaker has made it clear that he believes he will be able to get Democrats to vote with him on most overrides. Abortion will probably be the toughest one because there will be so many advocates trying to hold Democrats and Republicans to not implement further restrictions on abortion.
This is an issue where we pretty clearly saw last year voters in general kind of pushed back hard on Republicans who wanted to pass really strong abortion restrictions, even in Kansas and Kentucky, which are super red states. Do you see that as being any kind of inhibition this year, looking ahead to like 2024 and knowing that there might be political ramifications for anything that gets done?
I love it when you put your PhD in political science to use. This is a great question and very important to what happens. I actually think that this is as important as the question of will any Democrats vote with the Republicans on abortion? The Republicans know that restrictions on abortion are not popular with the public, that 70% of the public basically believes that we should have the agreement that we had under Roe versus Wade. And North Carolina already has a more restrictive form of legal abortion than what was true under Roe versus Wade. And so I think there are Republicans who are looking ahead to running statewide in 2024 who might think twice about voting for extreme restrictions on abortion, because it really could be something that's used against them in a statewide race, whereas in their safe legislative districts, it wouldn't have hurt them.
Speaking with State Senator Greg Meyer, I'm going to hesitate on that for months, I swear to God. State Senator Greg Meyer speaking with us today, talking about the issues that we're going to be seeing in the General Assembly in the coming year. Anyone who knows you knows your background is education. We still have the Leandro settlement plan, not settlement, but the Leandro plan on the table. How close are we going to get to that this year?
So Senator Berger, in his opening remarks this year, said that he does not believe that we can address our education challenges with money, which is like absurd to me. I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do better in education without spending more money, but you cannot address our fundamental challenges in education without increasing the amount that we're spending on it. Everyone agrees with that who works in education. Senator Berger just doesn't agree with that. I do think that there will be increases in education funding in this year's budget, because I think there's going to be some increases in state employee pay, both for teachers and for other state employees. And so everybody's going to get some sort of a raise. But are we going to put the type of money in that we need to support rural and poor districts overall? Are we going to increase funding for special education services, for English language learners? I don't know that we're going to be able to see any major increases in what's called for in the Leandro plan.
Just got to start wrapping up this conversation. Looking ahead to the coming year, what are you hopeful for?
I'm hopeful that we will be able to get some agreement on Medicaid expansion. That would be the big win. I do hope that we can make progress on marijuana that we talked about. I hope that even if we don't fully fund the Leandro plan, that we can take some bites at the apple of you know, funding some things that we can get agreement on. For instance, I do think we could get agreement on expanding funding for special education programming. So I do believe that we can find some places where there is bipartisan support for good things for North Carolina. There will also be lots of nasty fights along the way, and I'll be happy to come in and talk to you about them.
And we'll be happy to have you in. State Senator Greg Meyer, I'm getting better at it. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Practice makes perfect. Glad to be with you.